I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the 8 a.m. hour. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. It's the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. Already got people on the line waiting to give Squidbilly some tips for the European fair.
Yeah, I also think it's interesting that you brought up, Allie, earlier that you're one of hosts this year.
Mm-hmm.
Because the first year we were in our house, we hosted, and it was remember the back-to-back? You guys remember the back-to-back where the Falcons played 1 year in New Orleans on Thanksgiving, and the next year the Falcons hosted New Orleans on Thanksgiving, and it was both night games. We hosted that year, the second year, which obviously when we were in Atlanta, that we Amy and I, first Thanksgiving in our house, we hosted for Thanksgiving. And it was just like, it was kind of cool, but I think there's always good tips that people, especially some of our listeners, could give you when they do wake-up call, like if you're going to host, because I'd like to hear from a couple, especially, you know, I don't know who's on the line, but I can think of if the usual suspects are on there. I know that they, you know, Chief and Larry and some of those guys that I know they've hosted a Thanksgiving. They probably got some good tips.
Good tips for Miss Allie Mack on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we absolutely need any tips and advice. I mean, having a home now, it comes with a whole new set of responsibilities. Like, I had no idea how many people would be coming to my door to sell me pest control, but it happens basically every day. It's a whole new world.
Get a Ring.
And, got it.
And act like you're not there.
I have the Ring cameras at my house. It's like Fort Knox. Like, really? I think I have 10. I have them inside and outside. I'm on every direction, man.
We have a camera on our door, and the company we're with is ADT. And a person from ADT actually came up on the door the other day and was like, "Hey, who's your security system?" And I'm like,
"You are.
I've already been here.
Call headquarters, sir. Mark us off the map."
You don't remember what you sold me like last week?
Right.
Really?
It was installed 3 weeks ago.
Oh, do you have a better deal now? Can I get that?
I know. Yeah. As a matter of fact, not only get the camera, get the thing that says don't knock on my door. I'm that guy. It is what it is. All right, we got the wake-up call. Threw it out on Twitter. Allie threw it out. You know, which system is better? Is it the NBA draft or the NFL draft? Both seems to think it's the NFL. I think that is highly flawed. I wish that the NFL would go to a lottery system so that we didn't have to see the worst teams always get the first pick and try to angle themselves for that. I'm glad that there are not teams that were and I honestly kind of hate the fact that the Mavericks got rewarded with the first pick, because I'm like, dude, you don't deserve that. You know what I mean? Like, Nico Harrison, come on, dude. Like, you got so lucky. It is what it is. All right, let's go out to the phone lines. Let's get here we go. Mike's Mafia, agent number 78. He's in the car. What's going on, man?
Not much, man. Good morning. Good morning. I'm so glad this thing is over with you just conceding to Bo Dirt over there on these things. Dylon, you know, I've called 3 or 4 times, and Dylon leaves me in the Beetlejuice waiting room, and I can't get through or anything like that. But I just want to welcome Allie, and also definitely want to congratulate Bo Dirt on his journey into fatherdom.
Yeah, man.
Just put on your seatbelt, brother, because it's going to be a ride.
Thank you. Buckle up, man. Yeah, appreciate the phone call from Agent 78.
I've had to tighten the straps a little bit on that seatbelt. It's a different ride, I'll tell you that much.
I'll tell you this, too, and I told you guys yesterday, I went to my son's pre-K graduation, but he's an August birthday, so he's not graduating from pre-K.
Right.
It's just like we didn't want him to be left out.
Right.
So we're like, all right, well, we'll take you up there.
He's going to be really good at it next year when he does graduate.
What's funny is, like, he's not the tallest kid in his class, and I'm looking and I'm like, how tall is that kid? My wife's like, yeah, I think that kid turned 6 in like a week.
Yeah.
So he's like a year behind some of the other tall kids. But I got to tell you, just to put a bow on it, I'm going to be an absolute freaking disaster when his actual graduation happens when he's 18.
Well, how did you hold up yesterday?
I was fine, just because I was like, it's not as, you know, it's basically like going to a play.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, like, there's no feeling like that. He walked out on the stage in Captain McGowan, I was like, oh God. Not expecting this.
I'll tell you this, Allie. He was not fine. He had no edge last night in iRacing. The guy I know, I know why? Is because.
Checkers or wreckers usually.
Won last night. I won last night.
And I was happy for you.
No, you were. But we had a pit stop and cycle through, and he got ahead of me. And I was like, hey, I'm coming up there, I'm closing. He's like, hey, man, when you get up here, I'll just let you by.
Yeah, I didn't have anything for him.
And then when we had to restart for the win, I had green, white, checkered, and it was a three-car cluster, and Mike was about to bump.
I was about to send somebody to the wall.
To move the leader, and I had this run, and Mike goes, I ain't gonna do it for you, man, because I know that I'm gonna take you two out, and I might win, but it feels dirty. But I had a dominant car.
You had a good car. That's why I let you go. If I had speed, I'd have let.
Squid Nation Racing Team did a good job. They brought a great number 16 car to the track. W Sauce Omaha Steaks, Baron Burton's New Realm Brewing, Orchard.
All right, let's go back out the phone lines. Dial on. Let's talk to Tinker. Our buddy Tinker over in Kennesaw. He's a member of the Nation. What's up, Tink?
Yeah. I'm getting fired up this morning.
What's up, right, man?
Well, I guess with the draft thing, I do like the NFL, but you do make a, you know, heck of an argument.
Thank you, sir.
But I guess my wake-up call is, lately my old lady's been messing up, and maybe having a little insight with Allie here. She's been lately admitting that I've been right, and that she was sorry. And I try to get her to recreate these statements by grabbing my phone and trying to record her. And she gets really ticked off at me on that. I'm like, come on, say it one more time. I got to have this on record. I didn't know if y'all have ever tried that.
Attaboy.
See you.
You already know how hard it is to admit when someone else is right.
Oh, boy. Sure.
And then you want to double down and record that person being vulnerable. Come on.
My head, last time my wife said, you know what, I think you're right. Like this, and it's probably been years now. My head whipped around so fast that I almost needed a neck brace. I was like, let the record show on this date, you know, May 4th of 2023, that she was willing to say I was right. So, yeah, shout out to Tinkman. You must look, and you must be doing some good things, my friend. Because when you started that statement, I was like, this might go off the rails. Like, let's get ready. Everybody strap in for what Tink's about to say, but nonetheless.
Tink does a good job. He's gonna come back to bite me when I'm about to say. He does a good job, though, of throwing it out there, and you're like, uh-oh. And he always brings it in, and it's always well done. I appreciate Tink. He also is always, every event I have, he's there, man.
Yeah,
good
I always
dude.
Appreciate him. Let's go back at the phone lines and get another caller, Dylan. Let's go to Dan in Decatur. Dan, what's up, man? Good morning. You're on the morning shift.
Mafia!
Wait.
Mafia! So, my opinion, I think aliens were here first.
Okay. Yeah.
And then I was just sitting up here thinking about it. What if the aliens took the dinosaurs out? You know, they say dinosaurs went extinct. Yeah. But what if aliens took the dinosaurs out to, I guess, make room for the human civilization or whatever came after that?
So you know what I mean? Hold on, I got a question.
So you're saying
hold
that
on, I got a question
they did us
you.
A favor.
Hold on, I got a question. How were the aliens here first, yet then they took out the dinosaurs? Like, wouldn't the dinosaurs been here first and the aliens came
in? Yeah, maybe they just got tired of them. Maybe they just got tired. Well, maybe they just let the dinosaurs grow up, and they were like, you know what? Really don't appreciate these things.
It's like when you get a new toy. You're like, here are the dinosaurs. They're kind of cool, but I'm over it. Okay, move on. Let's move on to humans. Okay.
I love that.
Yeah, take
man.
Them out. Yeah. Take them out, man. Right. You know, I don't know. You know, it's a lot of things in the world that we really don't know. I just, you know, it just could be a possibility, brother. I'm not sure. Crazy. Hey,
you know, appreciate the phone call, Dan. Thank you so
much. He's right. I was just curious because
it's a valid question.
Allie did a good job of explaining it, you know, bringing it back to, you know, it's like having a new toy, you know.
Yeah, it's a valid question. My son, he's got plenty of toys in the playroom, all right? Yeah. And then at some point, he's just like, you know what? I'm tired of this thing. Let's get rid of this. I need to make room for new toys.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I have another opinion from Brandon Mincy on Twitter. He wrote in that he thinks the lottery would be an interesting wrinkle in the NFL, though he likes the draft currently. And Mike, I hear you on the big fields for graduation. I know I'm a sob at my baby girl's big event.
It was one of the more difficult things I've endured. My wife kept turning around going, are your eyes watering? I was like, no. But definitely.
Here's one that's really throwing me. My niece, Emma, is graduating this weekend. And, Bo, I got, when we worked together in 2008, from Star 94, I got a little onesie for her. And now she's graduating.
Yeah,
and this is just so crazy.
Wow.
that, like, I just picture her in that little Star 94 onesie, and now she's graduating high school, and I'm just so excited and proud of her, but I'm going to be an absolute disaster.
Disaster.
Yeah, that's crazy. I've seen, my niece was 2 when I started in radio, and she graduated last year. It's crazy.
Yeah, my son is so shy, so to see him on the stage, like, performing, he was singing. They were all singing. Like, to see that happen and know that he's uncomfortable with it, but he's, like, kind of overcoming it in real time. Dude, it hit you, man. Like that. Yeah. I was sitting there last night going, yes! I mean, I was like the lady from the meme. Yes! Oh, my God, so good.
Yeah, that was kind of like, me last night when Porkchop took the bottle of sleep. She took a whole bottle of sleep, and I was like, but how does she know?
I thought you were going to say that's how Amy reacted when you won the race last night. Yeah. No, there he is. Good job.
That's how I reacted. I was patting myself on the back. I was like,
in the background while you were racing on iRacing, man.
No, she could. She couldn't care less.
Yeah, that's how my wife is. I just asked two things. I'm like, hey, before I leave, just say good luck. When I come back, ask me how I did.
I told you what she said to me in front of her parents about the iRacing. She's like, that's the nerdiest damn thing you've ever done.
I was about to say something that was R-rated anyways.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A 3-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.